This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Terps lose 58-55 last night. They were down 9 with a little over 5 minutes left. Down 7 with a little over 2 minutes left. Came back to tie it, but they lose on a half-court heave. And let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Chris Nockey was on the call last night with Johnny Holiday and Walt Williams right here on 105.7 The Fan. He joins us now. And Chris, gut punch loss last night. It was a disjointed game for them. I thought Tom Izzo described it well afterwards, calling it a rock fight. Just your thoughts as you've had some time to digest it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure either team played particularly great. It was one of those things, though, Ken, where you had two big, physical, mature teams, you know, that had at each other. And I guess you could have predicted that it would be tough to score in that game, you know, going into the game. And that's a little bit counterintuitive because both teams were averaging around 80 points. Terps a little higher than that going into the game. But when these two teams play, it always seems to be that kind of game where it's just tough to get a bucket. And last night was no exception.
I mean, there were a lot of things that we could have kind of laid out and said, all right, if it turns out to be an Izzo-type game, right, then the Terps aren't going to shoot to their season averages, and the pace might not be what we're used to. It's going to be deeper into the shot clock before offense gets going. But, like, for me, it kind of almost comes down to 13 offensive rebounds for Sparty, 4 for the Terps, 28 to 16 points in the paint, 10 to 0 second chance points, right? When it's settled by a 3 at the end of regulation, and not only do they get it played at their number, their way, but they beat you in those categories too, that almost makes me shocked that it was even this close.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been doing the games for 26 years, right? We've been playing Michigan State on and off during all those 26 years. And the recipe, the keys to the game against them have never changed. It's always, you have to rebound. You have to get out and stop their transition. They run on made baskets. A lot of teams really run primarily on misses and long rebounds. Michigan State does it a little bit differently. And you have to get back because they get some easy buckets on you, and not just on Maryland, but on anybody. And the Terps didn't really do it. You know, I mean, 17 more shots for Michigan State in that game, right, as a result of those offensive rebounds. Some of that was mitigated by Maryland's, you know, advantage at the free throw line, but it's hard to make that up. And not only that, it's just deflating. When you get a stop, you force a miss, and you're not able to collect the rebound. It's batted out, and then they reset at 20. It's one of those things. I thought the Terps down the stretch, because of those elongated possessions, I thought the Terps looked a little gassed down the stretch. And some of it was those long possessions. Some of it was the fact that, you know, Michigan State subs like a hockey team.
Yes.
Yeah, you just got guys flying in over the board. And it's just they're an anomaly. You know, fortunately, you don't have to see that in every game that you play. It makes it tough to play them.
Chris, focusing in on Derek Queen, we heard Kevin Willard after the game say that maybe he was a little too amped up. It seemed like he was settling for some mid-range shots, shot a couple of threes, missed a couple of free throws as well. What did you see out of Queen?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I had not heard that from Kevin Willard. I thought the team was too amped up to start the game. It was one of those games where I said on the air a couple of times, just exhale. Just relax, you know. That crowd can be a double-edged sword. And I was talking to Ben Hall before I got on, and he was at the game. That place was otherworldly.
Yeah, we were all there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that atmosphere was
awesome.
Jacked. And I just think that the team sort of wore that on the sleeve a little bit. Honestly, it also enabled them to come back. So I'm not dogging the crowd at all, and I love the energy in that building. It's just it seemed to affect the team a bit early on in the game. I just thought they were a little bit too off kilter, just wanting to do so well so badly.
Talking with Chris Knock, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's go to the Terps' final possession and Jacoby Gillespie taking the shot with, what, about 4.8 left. A lot of attention has been drawn to that because of the fact he missed and it was able to bounce out and the guy hits a half-court shot. Your thoughts, even Kevin Willard was asked after the game about taking the shot when he did. Did you have a problem with that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
I tell you what, man, we've ridden that kid's coattails this year. He's been the best player on the team in most cases. Don't know where we would be without that guy. He got a clean look. It was a bit of a bomb, there's no question about it, but it was 4.3 on the clock. I have a picture of the release, you know, at 4.3. He's trying to win the game. I have no problem with that. I mean, in retrospect, do I wish he had taken another dribble in or another two dribbles in? Well, yeah, maybe, but then you're dribbling into traffic a little bit more. I keep hearing everybody say, well, he'd been to the foul line all night. He should have gone in and drawn a foul. And, you know, then you have the element of officials really not blowing the whistle much in the last 2 or 3 seconds of a game because they don't want to decide it. I really have no problem with it. I, you know, fellas, it took a 65-foot shot to win that game. You know, I mean, it was a remarkable play. I've been in college basketball now 50 years, and sometimes you walk out of the building and you just think, man, the basketball gods suck, you know? And it rips your heart out sometimes, but sometimes you just get the feeling like, you know, it was preordained to a degree. And I love Jacoby. I love what he's given this team. I'm not gonna fault him for what he did and the choice he made.
It was a oddly nondescript night for Juju. You know what I mean? You kind of think maybe more about a couple of the turnovers than you do getting him activated offensively. Missed a dunk, missed a couple layups. Is he one of those guys whose legs might have gone a little bit down the stretch?
Yeah, that's a valid question. I thought he looked – you know, Michigan State just plays differently. Mm-hmm. Their bigs play a little differently. And I thought our bigs just didn't handle what they were seeing out there for Michigan State. First of all, Michigan State's so well-schooled. They're not going to let – they let Julian turn over that right shoulder one time in the first half and let him get that little patented half hook that he's got. But for the most part, they were spinning him back the other way. They would not let him go, you know, over his right shoulder. And then to your point about the particular play, one time he spun to his right, got an advantage, and missed the dunk. So, you know, he just seemed out of it all night, you know. Not sure why that was. I credit Michigan State on it. The Queen, too, to the point, you know, I mean, I thought he settled for Jays. Early on in the game, he took the ball to the basket a few times, and I thought he had a real advantage because Michigan State had felt like they had to cover out on Maryland's three-point shooters. So, but he stopped doing that. He didn't see much of it all in the last 30 minutes or so. And I don't know if it's fatigue or if it's Michigan State or a combination of, you know, 10 different things, but you know, it just didn't happen. 55 points. If you told Kevin Willard before the game that Michigan State would score 58 in that building, he'd say, yeah, let's have a party. Let's bring it on.
How much are we winning by?
You know? Yeah.
Well, moving forward, Chris, from a coach's perspective, after suffering just a gut punch of a loss last night, I would assume it's a good thing that they're right back in action Saturday against Penn State.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, and there's no time for self-pity. And, you get a chance up there in a place where we haven't played particularly well. But you know what? These guys, this is the good part of having – such a new group, and everybody's kind of in their first year with the Terps. And a lot of these guys have no idea of our past up at Penn State, where we struggled, you know, and it's been kind of a nightmarish place. But you get a chance to play a team that's, you know, that's wobbling, to say the least, and they were competitive for most of the game against Indiana last night before falling. I'm sure it'll be a tough game, but yeah, you want to get right back out and play for sure.
Hey, Chris, I think you've been to all of them. Why has it been, in your opinion, been such a house of horrors for them up there?
Well, it's kind of a dreary atmosphere, you know, and I know they're trying to pump it up, but I think for a lot of Penn State fans, it's hoops is just something you do in between football and spring football, you know, and honestly, you'll get them in there if you're good. We've seen some pretty good teams, Penn State teams, since we've been in the Big Ten, but if you got to be consistently good. Mike Rhodes, who they hired from VCU, you know, he just hasn't quite worked just yet, and that's not to say it won't, but it's, you know, it's a huge pro-style arena. They cordon off the top tier of the place with black curtains and move everybody downstairs, and you'd think that would help with the atmosphere. It's just, you know, part of the whole Happy Valley thing. It's just cold and different weather system, and I'll give you 20 different reasons, but it just doesn't it doesn't vibe from a basketball perspective.
Terps take on Penn State this Saturday. It's a noon start, which means pregame coverage starts at 11 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Chris Nockey will be on the call with Johnny Holiday. Chris, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. See ya.
Coming up next, we get back to football. Purple rain in the forecast. And Eric DaCosta spoke on Tuesday about the salary cap and their limited budget as far as what they're going to spend. What do we think about this shell game they play? Speaking about the cap, Jason's got some really interesting numbers as far as cash over cap is concerned. We'll give them to you next here on The Fan.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.